Reverend Sun Myung Moon's Unification Church is running into trouble with the tax authorities again, this time in Brazil. Officials there are investigating the church for tax evasion in connection with the hundreds of square miles of land the church owns along the border with Paraguay. It's just the latest of Reverend Moon's growing troubles in South America, where he'd once promised to build a new Garden of Eden. NPR's Martin Casti reports from the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso do Sul.
On Monday, more than 100 police and tax agents raided 13 offices and homes connected to the Unification Church in various places around Brazil. Speaking on his cell phone, church official Neudir Simão Feraboli describes the raids as abusive.
23 viaturas.
They sent 23 police cars full of federal agents armed with machine guns, Feraboli says. He says the police broke down some doors, even though the church had offered to cooperate. Feraboli sees the raids as part of a political campaign against the church, but Brazilian authorities say they have reason to believe Moon's organizations are underpaying their taxes by as much as $13 million a year. They also point to the fact that Reverend Moon was already convicted of tax evasion once in the United States, where he spent a little more than 1 year behind bars. Whatever the merits of the investigation, it is true that Brazilian politicians don't like Reverend Moon's presence in the state of Mato Grosso do Sul. This region is home to some of Brazil's most colorful wildlife, toucans, jaguars, and clouds of screeching parakeets. It's also prime grazing and farming country, and the idea that 328 square miles of it belongs to an outsider disturbs many local politicians. State legislator Gerson Domingos, who's leading an investigation of the church, says he's alarmed by the location of Reverend Moon's land.
If he'd picked another part of our state, maybe he wouldn't have caused all this tension and worry, because right now his land purchases are all aimed at the region along the Paraguayan border.
Moon's organizations own at least another 2,000 square miles just across the border, in sparsely populated Paraguay. And Domingo says he's worried that Moon is trying to create some kind of autonomous region.
Curiously, we found out that it's no longer possible to buy any houses or vacant lots in that region, because almost all of them belong to Reverend Moon. So our worry is that he's planning to create a Korean sub-race here in our state.
But this vision of invading hordes of foreigners doesn't live up to reality at the New Hope Ranch, Moon's headquarters here.
The physical and spiritual world could also be
Here in the main temple, for example, four people sit in a space that was meant for 2,000. On Sundays, no more than about 150 families worship here. On the dais, two vacant, overstuffed chairs await the next visit of Reverend Moon and his wife. Outside, things are even emptier. This is Big Sky country, gently rolling pasture land dotted by occasional clumps of trees, where the Zebu cattle seek shelter from the intense sun. When the Unification Church first started buying land, it promised to revolutionize this cattle country with exotic new forms of agriculture. One such proposal was the extraction of medicinal oil from the native capybara, a South American rodent the size of a pig. But it's been 6 years, and most of these plans are still just plans. One exception is this pen containing 40 African ostriches. They're tended by a shy Philippines native named Gina.
I joined the Unification in Hong Kong, and then after 1 year, he came to Brazil.
Got it. What do you think of Brazil? So-so?
The church married Gina to a Brazilian Moon devotee, and it brought the new couple here 3 years ago to raise these birds. She speaks very little Portuguese and lives an isolated life out here, caring for birds that she clearly doesn't like very much. She says they're more work than children. As she shows her guests around, the ostriches hiss and lunge through the chain-link fence. The Brazilian directors of the New Hope Ranch call the ostrich farm an experiment, something they were told to do after Reverend Moon learned that ostrich meat was low in fat. Orders like this are conveyed via three so-called counselors, taciturn Korean men who sit in on interviews with foreign journalists, but rarely speak. They're the real authority here, but they let their Brazilian underlings explain what happened to Moon's grandiose plans.
Reverend Moon, when he came, obviously he didn't know so much.
Cesar Zaduski is one of the directors at New Hope. He's a Brazilian of Polish descent, but he speaks English with what appears to be an Asian accent.
So he had many ideas. Okay, let's make a car factory. But later we found that's no meaning doing that. Okay, let's make a shipyard. Okay, maybe, but now he changed. He's trying to make some shipyard in Uruguay, in Montevideo.
Zaduski says the Brazilian government has discouraged the church's projects with too much bureaucracy, such as enforcing environmental rules that no one else bothers to follow. At the same time, he says, local people don't seem to mind the church's presence.
Okay, everybody's happy. The farmers are happy when they sell the land to us. When we go and they pay the tax in the city hall, everybody's happy. When we buy a car, they are happy. When we buy some material for construction, they are happy.
Very few of the local people have joined the church, but many send their kids to a private school on the New Hope Ranch. People also like the fact that Reverend Moon has bought a professional soccer team. The players train on the ranch and have become a source of regional pride when they go to the state playoffs. In general, the church's biggest fights are with the politicians. In one recent case, the church bought 120 square miles of land from a Brazilian senator. Soon after the purchase, the federal government expropriated the land for a new national park. Zaduski says the senator knew about the planned park and unloaded the land on the church ahead of time. He says that kind of experience is typical. Nevertheless, he has faith in his spiritual leader's ability to negotiate the wilds of Brazilian politics.
Reverend Moon is not that stupid guy, you know. He's a smart guy.
The church says it plans to fight the tax evasion accusations until the last man is standing, in the words of one official. But Moon's followers also acknowledge that the environment in Brazil has become very cold for them, and they say for now their plans for an earthly utopia along the Paraguay River are on hold. Martin Costi, NPR News, Mato Grosso do Sul, Brazil.